With the collapse of the Soviet Union, its former republics saw their police becoming increasingly corrupt. That was the case in Georgia. But Georgia has made police reform a priority since a new government came to power 2 years ago. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from the capital, Tbilisi.
It's a rainy night in the rundown Goldani district in the foothills around the capital. 26-year-old policeman Goga Chantarishvili is at the wheel of his Volkswagen patrol car.
As you can see, there's no kind of fashion bars or fashion shops, something like that. You can see a lot of little shops. They sell cigarettes, drinks, and something like that. Yeah, it's a working class area, and most of people work hard here.
A call comes through from a dispatcher. Chantarishvili pulls the car up to a curbside. An unconscious man is sleeping face up in the rain. Chantarishvili gets out of the car and helps three bystanders wake the man up.
He's a drunk man and can't get home. He cannot tell us his address, and we have to leave him here. There is no law which includes to take him home. And tomorrow morning he will go home, if he wants, of course.
Chantarishvili calls it the kind of case that no one would have bothered calling the police about a few years ago. The old Soviet-style cops used to man checkpoints where they harassed motorists for handouts. 20-year-old student Zirab Akhalia says the police also planted drugs on suspects or even stole the drugs for their own use.
If a policeman caught some guy and took a dope or something, yes. He didn't take this dope to the police station. They used it.
Yes.
They smoked that dope.
All the policemen were drug addicted.
After Georgia's discredited old leadership was driven out of power in 2003, it made police reform its top priority. Thousands of officers were fired, and the old traffic division was completely eliminated. Officers used to wear communist-style drab gray uniforms. The new police wear light blue shirts and caps that one might expect to see in a small American town. An ordinary police officer now gets about $215 a month. That's above the average Georgian wage. Previously, it was assumed police had to take bribes to make ends meet. The new head of the Tbilisi Patrol Police, Goga Grigaleshvili, says the wages attract more qualified recruits. 70% of the patrol police now have college degrees, and they are changing public attitudes.
When people saw how well the police could do their jobs, they changed their views. People became convinced that the police were honest and competent.
Despite the police improvements, the reform of Georgia's legal system is still a work in progress. The country's prisons are becoming ever more overcrowded. And opposition leaders say the judicial system is under the influence of the government. Even so, Tinantin Hidashelli, a leader of Georgia's main opposition party, says reform of the patrol police has been a success.
Patrol is the only thing at this stage this government can be proud of. It's quick, it's immediate response. The stories you hear are true. They do come immediately.
Back in the capital's Goldani district, Officer Goga Chantarishvili is responding to another call. A young woman has called the patrol because she says her ex-husband has stolen her cell phone and is threatening her.
We can try to find out where lives her ex-husband. We'll make a case. We'll tell him to leave this woman alone because she's not his wife anymore.
Chantarishvili has been on the force only a year. He admits routine police work can be tedious, but he's proud that he and his colleagues are now trusted by people who once hated and feared the police. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Tbilisi, Georgia.